Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a game-changing mindset hack backed by science, by the way, that is going to help you create the reality and results that you actually want to create in any area of life. Does that sound good? Welcome to All In With Ali podcast. I am so happy you are here. I mean, does it get any better than that? Like, come on, I'm giving you these things on a silver freaking platter. Y'all, listen, this genuinely works and it's not complicated. I actually have been thinking about this a lot, how I think the most profound, the most legit things that can move the needle in your life are actually the most simple of rules and quotes and strategies. It can be so simple. We are the ones who look for it to be more complicated and more hard, which is probably a conversation for another day. But my point in sharing that is it works and it's not complicated. So let's go ahead and get into it. So the first thing that you need to understand when it comes to this conversation is that your beliefs affect everything around you. Everything. Every single thing is affected. It all comes back to your beliefs. All right. Your beliefs affect your perception. Have you ever heard the quote, your perception is your reality? It's because the way you perceive something is what you are ultimately going to find in most situations. A perfect example of this is if you ever think that your partner is doing something shady, and you really, really think this, everything your partner does is going to affirm this belief in you, right? If they're on their phone and they're texting and they're like smiling at their phone, you're gonna be like, oh, that shady mother trucker. If they get home a little late from the store, you're gonna be like, uh-huh, yep, shady. If all of a sudden he or she wants to go out with the guys or the girls, right? Like everything that this person normally does, you are looking through the lens of this very specific perception, which is going to shape your reality. So your beliefs shape your perception, which shapes your reality. Your beliefs are going to affect your results and what you do or don't create. This is how this works. Your beliefs affect your thoughts, which affect your mood, which affects your actions, which affects your results. Let's say that again. Your beliefs are going to affect the thoughts that you think day in and day out, which are going to naturally affect your mood, right? Which is naturally going to affect what you do in your day and the actions that you do or don't take, which of course will then affect the results that you create that hour, that day, that week, that month, that year, that quarter, that decade, your life. Okay? Your beliefs also affect what you attract, right? Like attracts like. So if you are believing something which is affecting your mood, which affects your energy, you're putting out a specific frequency that is going to what? Attract like frequencies. So everything basically stems from your beliefs. This is very important to understand when we are going to talk about this hack. Because while it is a pretty simple hack to conceptualize and understand and also to put into work for you, you do need to understand why this is so important, because we're going to get into the science of this and then we're going to get into some action steps for you. So if you don't understand why your beliefs are so important to get clear on one, what they are, like a lot of people don't even realize how negative some of their beliefs are. So I think having the awareness of those beliefs and understanding the impact, like really taking a minute to put in perspective the impact of a negative belief system over the course of, again, not just a day, but a week, a month, a year, right? Like we need, when it comes to an area of life that you know needs and can improve, we got to get clear on those beliefs, and then we have to get to the point of reprogramming. But the hack is in between that, okay? So we understand the importance of our beliefs now. So for the hack, the second thing that we need to do, now that we understand the importance of our beliefs, is we want to do a deep comparison of two different areas of our lives. Okay, so you're going to take two areas of your life. Area one is going to be an area that you're struggling in that you want to improve. You know, right? This is probably going to instantly come to you and it's going to be like, okay, I know it's this area. It might be okay. But again, this is an area that you're like, I know it can be better. Cool. That's our area. And then area number two, because we need two areas, right? Area number two needs to be an area that you dominate in. And when I say dominate, this doesn't mean like perfect all the time. No area of life is going to be perfect all the time. But what I mean by this is an area that you are very confident in, that regardless of whether you're thriving or you're struggling a little bit, your deep core beliefs about this area are strong, right? You know that regardless, at the end of the day, you're going to come out on top in this area at some point, right? Like that you have this unshakable belief. That is the other area. So we want an area where you're not so confident. You don't have that unshakable belief. And then the second area is one that you're confident. All right. So we're going to take those two areas and we are going to compare the difference of confidence and beliefs between those two. So let me give you an example. Here are my two areas. So area number one, and this actually is what gave me the idea for this podcast and what kind of brought this idea to my own awareness because of how I feel about area number one. Okay. So for me, area number one, this is the area that I personally dominate, is my health and wellness. All right. I'm a healthy gal. my core belief when it comes to my health and wellness is that I am the most healthy human on the planet. I never get sick. This is what I tell myself. These are my beliefs. I never get sick. I'm just healthy. I radiate health. I take really good care of myself. I see it reflected in my energy and my body and my, you know, the lack of sickness that we get, right? Like this is just, I mean, ever since, this isn't just like something that I've adopted lately. This is a belief that I have been working on ever since I was a kid, right? Like, as soon as I realized that it's not cool to be sick, you know, when you're little, you're like, oh, I want to be sick because you get attention and you get to stay home from school. And then you grow up a little bit and you're like, oh, it's actually like not a flex to be sick all the time. Like nobody wants to be the sick person all the time. And by the way, if you're dealing with something chronic, okay, we're not talking about you. I'm talking about like people with like, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Like you get every single little bug. It's just like, and we're going to talk about how to like strengthen this. So I'm not beating anybody up over here, but you don't want to feel that way. It's not how nobody wants to feel. Like once you get past that point of you realize what it does for you, when you're little, it's like when you grow up, it's like, no, it's cool to be healthy. So once I figure that out, it's like, I never get sick. And if you have ever had a conversation with me about illness, about anything, I will say that I'm like, no, I rarely ever get sick. This is just my belief. And because this is my core belief and my perception, this has shaped my reality. When I tell you I almost never get sick, I almost never get sick. I do sometimes. I am at the end of the day a human. I also have a toddler who brings things home from school every single week, right? I if if it's the holidays and we're partying a little bit more and I'm eating more crap, this is going to get into my deep-rooted belief system and it's going to affect it. Thus, your girl catches a cold. But this is the area for me. Like when I think of an area that is unshakable, that I have this hardcore solid belief and, you know, where I'm so strong in this, it is my health. And the way that I think about this too, is if somebody were to come to me and say, hey, you're sick, like, just so you know, you're sick. Like if I went to the doctor and they're like, you're sick, I'd be like, you're crazy. You need a new job. I wouldn't buy it because that's how firm my belief is. But in the second area that I'm going to tell you, if somebody came to me and said, hey, this area isn't doing so great, I might believe them because it's not as strong. So the big thing to actually, I'll get to that in a second, this comparison, because I want to tell you the second area next, and then we'll compare the two. So my first area is my health. The second area, the one that I know that my belief, my confidence and my belief could be stronger, is my business. Okay. Can I get an amen? It's my business. I'm pretty good. I'm getting better. I'm growing all the time, but I can't say that I have that same solid confidence, that same deep rooted belief about my inevitable success in my business in the same way that I do my health. It's just not as strong. It's getting there, and no doubt it can get better, and it's getting better all the time, and I'm working on it, but it's not quite there. Okay, so let's compare the two. So what I really want you to pay attention to when you're taking these two areas is I want you to pay attention to, number one, like your beliefs about it, right? Like if I said, hey, tell me about your health, what would you say about your health? Now, I hear people all the time say some things that drive me insane when it comes to their health. I just got on to a friend about this, but it's like, I think sometimes we do this in conversation too, because nobody wants to be like the person who's like, I'm so healthy. You know, we do this weird thing with each other where we like, we talk down on ourselves and our accomplishments just like make each other feel comfortable. And it's like this weird human interaction. You know what I'm talking about? Where like we get together and we instead of like talking about what's going well, we're talking about like, oh, the weather is cold. And then next week it's gonna be like, oh, it's too hot. And then yeah, it's like, oh, my allergies are flaring up again and I'm tired and da da da. We do this. We all do. I do this. Like we do this, but we want to pay attention to this. Okay. And this is going to, we'll circle back to that when we get to the scientific piece of this conversation, but I don't know why we do this, I guess just to relate to each other, but it's kind of messed up and weird and it is what it is. But I got onto a friend about this because my friend was like, she was sick or like kids are sick. She was like, well, this happens every single season, or this happens every, you know, every other week without fail. You can set a clock on it. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, don't say that. And I had to speak up because when you say things like this and I could just tell by the way she was saying it, like she believed it. And this is something, I mean, we got to be careful what we say in front of our kids, right? Like if you say to your kids, like, well, we just get sick. Well, we just don't ever have money. You know, well, like this is shaping their beliefs too. So anyway, where I want you to pay attention is like those beliefs about that area, no matter what area it is. Like if I said, tell me about blank, like how do you feel about your business or your health or your relationship or whatever area of life this is, I want you to like write this down. Like write down, these are my beliefs about this right now in my life and my potential with this. Okay. That's the first piece. And then I want you to take that and I want you to consider when something goes wrong in that area. So I want you to take your two areas and picture something going wrong in both of these areas. This right here is going to bring so much insight and so much awareness. And like for me, this is where my brain went because it was night and day difference. Okay. So when I picture something going wrong in my health, or I just think back, right? Like perfect example, December of 2022, right around Christmas, I caught something. There was something going wrong around and I caught it. And again, what is my belief about my health? I never get sick. But lo and behold, I got sick. Now, what were my thoughts when this was happening? They were not, oh God, I'm sick. Oh no, I was wrong all along. Oh gosh, am I dying? Is this it? Is this the end? Oh, what is this going to turn into? Does this mean that I've been a fraud all along? Am I an imposter? I say that I'm so healthy, but I just caught a cold. You know, like, do I go into a spiral? No. What happens is I get sick. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. I'm sick. Like, that doesn't happen. Ew. What? This is so stupid. You know, it's so chill. Chris, like, it's to the point where, like, Chris and I compete with each other, and I got sick and he didn't. And he was like making fun of me. It was like, ah, ha, ha. You know, like, it's just so, the energy is so chill around it. It's so neutral. There's no story of like, how long is this going to last? And no freaking out and no, like, I need to go to the doctor immediately and, you know, get a bunch of scans. And I mean, you get what I'm saying. And the reason why I'm saying that is because like with business, we tend to be like, oh God, do I need to uproot everything and do everything over? It's like, no, you had a crappy month. Calm down. So, you know, with when I get sick, it's just, it's very like, weird. But in my business, when something goes wrong, it's not the same energy. Not even close. When something goes wrong in my business, most of the time, there's going to be some sort of story connected to it, right? Most of the time, let's say I have a bad month in business. God forbid two bad months, okay? This was my past winter. Not like, like, especially compared to summer when I'm hitting six figures, I'm on fire, and then everything just came to a screeching halt. Winter was tough for my business. Instead of maneuvering through that and being like, this is weird. Oh, well, I'm healthy. What goes down must come back up. Like, it's all good. It was more like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Holy crap. How long is this going to last? Am I a fraud? Can I tell my clients? What do I need to hide? That? Like, what if somebody finds out? Does this mean that I need to do this or do I need to do that? Do I need to take away this? Do I need to take away that? Right? Like, definitely more of a spiral when something goes wrong in my business than in when it comes to my health. Do you see that comparison? So I want you now to do the same thing. Picture or think of a time where something went wrong in either of these areas and compare the two. And I think what we're looking for here is that neutrality, right? That neutral place of just like, okay, and it's all good. Like, we're going to be okay. I'm not freaking out. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if something seriously came up about my health, I probably would be freaked out. I think there's definitely levels to this. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I would be Miss Stoic about everything health-wise. That's not what I'm saying at all. And I'm certainly not asking the universe to test me right now with that. This is just an example, right? But same thing in business. You know, there are things and we're building these beliefs and these, you know, points of confidence all the time. So anyway, you've gotten clear on your beliefs. Now you've gotten clear on the difference and the comparison of those two. Now, here's the hack. Here's where the hack comes in. The same level of belief that you have for area one, your good area, we want to start programming and building for area two. We want to begin to build a deep belief, like a deep belief pattern of thinking and behaving of your confident area of life toward your non-confident area, so that you can create the same consistency and level of results and reality. That is our goal there. All right. So here's how this works scientifically. This is where we get to the action piece. Okay. I want my area two to be more like area one so that I can start creating those level of results. Oh, and let me just tie that in real quick. So two things to consider with these areas as well. First thing, there's your beliefs. And second thing, there are your actions, right? So remember, your beliefs eventually are going to affect your actions. Your beliefs affect your thoughts, affect your mood, affect your actions. So, which affect your results. So we want to look at both of these. So when it comes to my health, I have really strong beliefs about them. Thus, I continue to do the things to maintain that health, right? Like, to me, baseline, even without taking supplements, even without working out, I feel strong and I feel healthy, but I know it can be better. I know I'm increasing the odds and I'm optimizing the better that I take care of myself. So I still take exceptionally good care of myself, and I'm working on that all the time. This isn't something that I'm just like, it just is. Now, we could have a whole other conversation on this too, because you want to be careful. You don't want to set yourself up. You don't want to build a belief that for something to be good, you have to take a crap ton of action. That's not my goal here. My goal here is not to be like, okay, the only way that you're going to be good and strong in this area is if you say so many affirmations and you take so many supplements and you do so many things and da 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 da. You truly could be so strong, so solid in any area just from your beliefs, period. Like baseline, you could just be good. But for me, and everybody's different, I already have built-in beliefs around the action that I take in life in every area. So for example, I just feel better. I feel more confident. I feel stronger physically, mentally, in all areas, the more that I'm taking care of myself. And when I'm not, when that dips a little bit, then my confidence dips a little bit too. And to me, this is where room for these things can sneak in. This is the room for error, right? So I believe that I get the high level optimal results in my health because of my beliefs and because I take action to continue building that belief. I still take care of myself. I still take vitamins. I still do the things. I'm not eating a bunch of trash. I pay attention to what I put in my body. Thus, I'm even more, it's like boosting my confidence in that area. So same thing in that second area too. You want to pay attention to those beliefs. And then also, like, are you taking actions? Because I know people who have maybe a lower level of belief in their business, for example, like me, if our beliefs ultimately affect our actions, your problem may be because you're not taking action because of that belief, right? So you may not have the belief and you may not be taking those actions. So we kind of want to do both. Like, both are, in my eyes, very, very important. There are some people out there who will say that you can just think your way to success in any area if your belief is that strong. But I'm not there. I need to take some form of action. So action is very important as well. And you want to pay attention to that as well. Now, let's get to the hack. So again, we want to build the same level of deep belief and confidence for our second area, the struggle area, as we want the strong area. So what we want to do is we want to reprogram or start programming these beliefs into our mind. All right, we want to put these into our subconscious. How do we do that? I'm sure you have heard many, many examples and podcasts, possibly, of how to do this. But to me, this, we're going to keep it simple, okay? I'm not going to give you some really complicated thing. This is how I do it, and this just makes sense to me, and I don't think it needs to be very complicated. But you do need to know the scientific background. So like I said, you create your reality first in your mind. Why is this so? What does that even mean? Well, I'm sure you've probably heard of the reticular activating system. We're going to call it RAS, so I don't continue tripping over that phrase. But the reticular activating system is a bundle of nerves on our brainstem that filters out unnecessary information so that the important information gets through. Here's why. You don't realize this because you have this RAS, but there is so much stimulus around you. There's so much going on that if you didn't have an RAS to filter what you want to see through, your head would probably explode. There are so many sounds. There are so many things to look at. There are so many patterns. There's so much going on around you at any given moment that if your brain took it all in, it would not be a good thing. So we have developed this RAS that's helped us be able to focus on the things that are important, that are going to help us to continue to evolve in all the things. Okay. So what this does is it is a filter. So you can tell this system what to focus on. It says, yes, ma'am. And it goes, and wherever you go in life, it's going to filter your experience through this specific thing that you want to find or this specific belief that you have, right? It also works with your perception as well. So I'm sure you've heard the example of when you're car shopping and you're looking for a very specific car, all of a sudden you see that car everywhere around you. It's because you've thought about this car so much. You have it on your vision board, you're shopping for it, you're talking about it, and you have successfully programmed it into your RAS. So your RAS says, yes, ma'am. And it goes and it finds this car and that stands out to you. It's not that the car hadn't been there all along. The car had been there all along. It's just now you're actually noticing it. That is the difference. Okay. So in the same way that the RAS seeks information that validates your beliefs, it also filters the world through specific parameters that you give it, and your beliefs shape those parameters. So if you believe that your success is inevitable and that everything you do eventually is going to equal success, then you're going to start paying attention to things that are working in your life versus what are not working, right? You can look at any area of your life right now, whether we're talking about your relationship or any relationship, your business, your health, wellness, fitness, anything. You can find 10 examples of how it's working for you and 10 examples how it's not working for you. Do it right now. You can make a list for anything in your life. Both are there. But what comes to you first and like what is natural, like what comes at you first are the things that you typically focus on and think about. So the things where you have a perception of like, oh, my health is just good. It just is what it is. It's because I'm focusing on the areas where I'm thriving. I'm sure there are plenty of areas where like, if I really start paying attention, I'm like, oh, well, that mood though, you know, like I could totally find examples of where like, I don't know, wait, should we take another look? Same thing for my business. So with my business, I just have a little bit more of a pattern. I have a little bit heavier filter on the parts that aren't quite going the way that I want versus the parts that are going exactly the way that I want. Both are there. So your RAS, it's going to just, it's your filter. And you get to set the filter. What do you want to see? What do you want to experience? Now, again, that's going to start highlighting and making things stand out like on a physical way. Also, it's going to shape your perception. But then also this, because we're starting to program and, you know, when we talk about your beliefs specifically, when you start really thinking something and really working to believe something about a specific area, this now is going to shift your frequency around that specific thing. So not only are we on a scientific level shifting your belief and your point of attraction, but on a biological level and on a frequency level as well, we are shifting it all. Like on all fronts, you are now shifting. You cannot tell me when you do all of that on some specific area that it's not going to be night and day difference in just a matter of time. How much time is this going to take? Around 21 days. So if you want to practice doing the things that I'm about to outline for you, just some steps, again, super, super simple, just to test out and have fun with, give yourself 21 solid days of doing this and watch your whole reality shift. It is going to be so fun, so exciting, but this is the freaking secret. We have the answers in us all the time. We have the power to do this. It's just, can you believe that it can be this simple? And are you going to do the work to back it up, to reprogram an outdated system that you might have? All right. I also found a Bible verse that backs this up. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I just felt like this really backs up our conversation as well, especially the seek and ye shall find. What you look for, you're going to find. It's there, the positive and the negative. People who have a more optimistic worldview, it's not because they're just luckier. It's because they're more trained in looking for the good versus the bad. It's not that nothing bad happens in their life. It's that they have a more sunny disposition in what happens in their life and vice versa. So I just wanted to throw that in there too. Many, many things point to this. All right, here's what we're going to do. So that's the hack. Right? The hack is this comparison. That's the hack. Now, how do we put this into action and begin to flip the script on this area of our life that needs to be reprogrammed? We need to get to those beliefs. So how do we reprogram those beliefs in our RAS? So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to become obsessed with saying and speaking what you actually want to happen in any area of your life. Don't limit this to one area. This could be any area of your life. I want you to become obsessed. I want you to pay attention to how much you fix your mouth to say something negative just to be relatable. Pay attention to that. Okay. And then I want you to practice being that girl who just says the thing that she wants, who actually says how she wants to feel, who actually says what she wants to create. Become obsessed with that. Again, just test it out for 21 days. What this is going to start doing is the more that you say this, like you are literally giving commands to your RAS. You are giving commands to your brain. This is what I want. And it's going to say, yes, ma'am. And it's going to find it in the same way that when you are shopping for a vehicle and you're looking at it and you're feeling the feelings and you're getting all excited. Do that for this belief, whatever belief it is, like get in that same energy. Now, if you want to take this a step further and you want to do affirmations around this, do some journaling around this, they say that your subconscious is more accessible when you're about to fall asleep or like in a near sleep state. I think it's because your brain waves are, is it theta? Theta waves? It's one of those, obviously. But when your brain waves are in a specific state, you're more easily able to access your subconscious, which essentially is your RAS, or it's part of it. So if you want to go deeper and do that, by all means, do your extra credit. But I truly think, like, just paying attention to what you're saying and what you're thinking about this is going to help a lot. The second thing that I want you to do with this is start taking those actions. Okay. That's a big piece of this. A big piece is like, what actions do you need to take to continue to build the belief? If I just sat on my butt all day and ate crap and drank every single night, no shade, no shame, trust me, your girl likes a glass of wine, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was like doing all of these negative things health-wise, I wouldn't be able to look you in the eye and be like, I'm so healthy. I'd never get sick. It wouldn't be the same. Right? Like I feel as strongly as I do because I also take those actions that help me build that unshakable belief. So if you're not sure what those are, I want you to imagine if you were the person with the health, with the thriving business, whatever, what actions would you, like, let's say, like, in the future, if this was happening a year from now, what actions would you be taking if you had a certain level of business, right? What actions would you be taking if you had a certain level of relationship? If your relationship was beautiful and healthy, what would be some of the things that you and your partner would do on a daily or weekly or monthly basis with each other, with a healthy relationship? Write that down. Start doing those things now. Start acting as if now. All of this is going to continue to cement and build that belief. The third thing that I want you to do is I want you to start celebrating signs that your work is paying off, that this is working. There will be signs. They might be the tiniest at first, but a sign is a sign is a sign. Okay, I call this the signs of an avalanche. And what I mean by that is when there is an avalanche, it doesn't just start as like all of a sudden this massive amount of snow just poof, on the ground. It doesn't happen like that. It happens with one little snowflake and then two little snowflakes and then a little bit more and then a little dusting here. And then we have a big event happening. So I have found when it comes to areas that I am working on myself, this is kind of how it works too. And also, again, you're programming, you're getting used to noticing something that previously you weren't noticing as much. So it might be slower to stand out to you. But whatever it is, no matter how big the sign is that it is working, that the positive is happening in this area, I want you to celebrate it. I want you to talk about it. I want you to post it. I want you to tag me, message me, celebrate that it's working, because this is going to continue to affirm and reiterate to your RAS, yes, this is what I want to pay attention to. You're going to get excited in the same way that you would get excited to see that G-Wagon down the road or the angel number on the license plate and you get that little butterfly feeling. I want you to train yourself to feel the same way whenever you start seeing signs that whatever you want, whatever reality you're trying to shift has started to shift. This is going to speed up the process. Okay. And that's it. Because I flip-flopped two of these. That was it. And what you're going to see is the more that you do this for 21 days. Blow your mind. I dare you. I dare you. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. Every single person can do this, no matter what, no matter what area of life we're talking about. If you cannot do this for yourself, then your problem is that you're just lazy. I'm sorry. or you don't believe this, and that's fine. If you don't believe this, that's okay. If you don't believe something is going to work, why would you do it? And this is why we want to get to the root of your beliefs. Because if you don't believe that your success is inevitable, why would you take the steps? If you don't believe that your business can be successful, why would you take the steps? If you don't believe that you could be healthy, why would you take the steps? You just wouldn't. You wouldn't. You're a sane human being. Why would you do something if you don't ultimately believe that you can have something on the other side? You wouldn't. So we got to reprogram those beliefs, okay? That is all that I have for you today. If you enjoyed this, please let me know. I would love if you screenshot and shared and tagged me in your stories. It would mean the world to me if you took the time and left a review for this podcast so that I can reach more women who need this message. And yeah, just come say hey to me on Instagram at Lei Reeves. I love talking to you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and week, and I will see you here next week.